Parshas V'hoyet Nesovei Al Oretz. The Mispar Katan of V'hoyet Nesovei El is 13. Is the Yud Gimel Midos of Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachmim. Usually in these Parshas is when we start saying Slichas. Oh, but the pasuk says V'hoyet Nesovei Al Oretz. V'hoyet. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, V'hoyo is Lashon Simcha. And a person has to know, even in Elul, and maybe Dafkin Elul, a person has to be B'Simcha. But he says, it's V'hoyo Kisovei El Aretz, because Ein Simcha Elul B'Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. There's a Bezundar Indian of Simcha when it's Kisovei El Aretz. There's a Bezundar of Simcha. A person has an opportunity to be in Eretz Yisrael. A Bezundar of Simcha, V'hoyo. V'hoyo, Ein V'hoyo Lashon Simcha. And that V'hoyah of Lashon Simcha Be'etzim, we have it later on in the Parsha. Tachas asher lo yavarata es Hashem alekecha. B'simcha. B'zundra arbet of arbeting taka b'simcha. And the Parsha of Bikurim is to give Shevech Vayidoya. A person has to say the advarim of this Eiris of Elul Zadarav. It sounds b'simcha. With Hakoras HaToyim. So forth. We say in the David Hashem Oiri, we say during Elul and Yom Niron, it says Hashem's name in the David Hashem Oiri 13 times. Also, it's connected. You give me this. It starts Shlichas Asher Yoshvei Veisech is also was 13. You give me this. But we say in the David Hashem Oiri, we say Achas Shaalti Meis Hashem. So I saw in the drushes of the Ramor Chabanet, he asks, Achas Shaalti? If you look at the Hemshen of Pesukim, the Emes were asking for a lot of things. Shifti B'Veis Hashem, Ki Yitzbineni B'Sukoi, Ata Yorim Roishi, Al Oivai. There's a whole Rishima of things we're asking. What's Achas Shaalti? It's a whole Rishima. So he says, no, it's Achas Shaalti, that whole Rishima, it's all to get. Ata Yorim Roishi, V'Ezbach HaBa'oli, Oshira V'Azamra L'Hashem. That's the Achas Shaalti. The Achas Shaalti, after the whole Rishima, with the Shifti B'Veis Hashem, with everything, the Achas Shaalti is the Oshira V'Azamra L'Hashem. And he spells it suit to talk what it says later in the parasha. Tachas shall levarat the b'simcha v'tuv leivav b'simcha. V'hoya ki sovei al aretz be'emes, and a lot of other places it says v'hoya ki viacha, that the Eibushter brings us. Over here it's a lashon v'hoya ki sovei, because the message of the mitzvah of bikurim is there's a person that thinks that he did it, he planted, he was Zoreya, he was Choyrish, he was Noiteya, he did it. And Tzukumt Em de Paris, it's his Bikurim. And the Eibush is saying, V'hoya Kisavoy, you think you're the one that came to Eretz Yisrael, you came on your own, you came with your own Kaychus? Such a person needs that message of the Bikurim. Bikurim, that's in this two Iker Nakudis. One is the Amunah, that Takes HaKol Me'ito Yisvarach, that it wasn't who Paul, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Paul, HaKol, who Chorash, who Zora, who Nota, this is what the guy thinks. And also the Nakuda Vad of Akoras HaToiv. That's the Nakuda of the Mikra Bikurim over here. It's Yadua. The Rambam says in Hilchis Pesach by Leila Seder, we know that a person is supposed to be Mar Galidroish about the Nyonim of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you know, the Iker Seder of Nagod, there's a whole Hakdoma, we ask Manashtana, there's a few basic things, but the central is we darshan the Psukim of Parshas Kisavi, word for word. We say the Pasuk and we mafarish it. And the Rambam says mafarish is like, Kol amarvel esaper vidrash parsha zu hareze meshubach. You could have brought the Pesukim in Parsha Shmois and adapted a text of the Mechilta from the Pesukim in Shmois. We end up quoting Pesukim in Shmois, Pesukim from all over Tanakh, but the basis is word for word. We take the words of the Parsha over here. And the Rambam says mafarish is like, Kol amarvel esaper vidrash parsha zu. Because Parsha zu of Mikra Bikurim is the Parsha of Haidah. And the Iker of Leil Pesach is Taka the Hoidah. Agantzior we have, and that's not the Shmuz for today's topic, but Agantzior is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the famous Kasha Manishtana that the Leil Pesach is different, that it's a different gather, the different din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbis Dubar al Zeh, it's not our topic now, but one of the Iker Shoyrish Dikin Echelukim is that the Leil HaSeder is for the Shevach Vahidoya. It's not Stam Lahachdoris Emuno, it's for Shevach Vahidoya, Kalamar Belisaper, Bidrash Parsha Zu. So that's two different things that's going on. The Mikra Bikurim and the Avos Bikurim is to instill Amuna, that it's HaKol Me'ito Yisbarach, and a Bezundar Indian of HaKoras HaToiv of Shevach Vayidoyim. The MSC is, it's an akuda in Bikurim, their hair. You have to give the first peiris. The MSC, when you're bringing the kohen, the first peiris, to the Bailim has a bazundar chashivas. Like we said, that's what he thinks, that he was chayrish and zireh and eteh. He thinks that it was, he has a chavivus, a chashivas of a rights of a kav shaloi. There's a chashivas to the ershta peiris. There's a bazundar hisrakshas to those ershta peiris. The emphasis is when you're giving it to the kohen it doesn't make a difference if you would have given him a different one. There's no havchana to the kohen b'chalal that it was the rachis. The havchana of the rachis is only to the bailim. So what's happens that punk dust that I've given to the kohen? The pshat is the Eberst is saying it's exeris amelech. It's exeris akosuv. That a person has to be marker, that it's really everything is the Rabbi Nishlemim's. Even though it's unkentam, it's not the benadam lachaveri of the kohen receiving it. The kohen's not getting the malyusa. Right? Let the coin get a different tree. But let the coin fell and garnished if you give him a different one. Oh, but that's Guvalik. That's Guvalik Zer. Zeris Melech. Zeris Melech. The very Nontet, Rosh Hashanah, and Akuda, to know, everyone knows the famous Rambam, that the Inyan of Shofar is Uri Yesheni Mishinaschem. Famous Rambam. Oh, but you have to be mavchin. Where is that Rambam? It's a Rambam. It's a Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. It's not a Rambam in Hilchas Shofar. So it's a whole shmooze b'etzema, but that's in the kud. It's good. It's clear in the sugis. Shofar is a gzeres melech. There's all kind of time and mavada. The Rishonim say, but the emes is the reason we're doing it is because Rachmona Amar Tikkun. Rachmona Amar Tikkun gzeres melech. Mal deber shalom kehesim. When the Rambam brings this inyan of Uri Yishenim, he doesn't bring it in Hilchas Shofar. In Hilchas Shofar, it's Rachman Amar Tikkun, Ankin Cheshma. It's in Hilchas Tshuva. And Kad Medaikas Shapir, in Hilchas Tshuva there also, Paragimel, what does Rambam say? Afal Pishat Kiya Shofar Barosh Hashanah Gzeres Melechu, Remez Yesh Bedovar, Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem, Vinodomim Ekitzim Mitar Demaschem, Afal Pishat Gzeres Melech, Be'ezim it's Gzeres Melech, Be'ezim it's Gzeres Melech. By the inyan of the Havos Bikurim, the Mishnah says in Bikurim that the Ashirim would bring the Bikurim the Kalsis Shel Kesef Azov, they would bring it in fancy Kalim of Kesef Azov, expensive Kalim, and the Aniyim would bring it Besalin and Sorim. And the Mishnah says that when they would bring it to Ashirim, the Kohanim would return the Kalim back to the Ashirim, and by the Aniyim they would take with the basket, and they would take the basket from the Aniyim. So the Gemara says in Babakam, it's a Mishnah Bikurim, Paragimel. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis, brings this Mishnah, and the Gemara says it as a memra, Minoha Milsa Da Amri Inshi Basar Anya Azla Aniyusa. This is the Makar that Aniyas goes after Aniyas, Ashiris goes with Ashiris, Aniyas runs after Aniyas. That Aniyam, come, they bring you something, we take the basket away also. And what's talking of Pshat? I saw once a Shein of Pshat from Rabbi Aaron Bach. What's the Pshat? Why they taka take from the Aniyam, not from the Ashirim? He says, Shtel Tzuchfar, the Ashirim, you bring a lot of bikurim, and it's a whole mechubet because achshel zechfar it's choshev, it's the quality is good, and there's a whole bunch of it. And he's not a karga, he's bringing a whole bunch. So we want to be mechabed, and we take out piece by piece the ganze peri, all the peris, and we give him back his basket. But aniyah mistam achshel zechfar doesn't even have that much, so mistam he filled up the whole basket also with and shalach mona. Some people do like that, you know. So but the zayin b'zayinus is after mechabed them zayin, after mechabed them zayin, we have the ganze zayin. And if there's an usher that Taka did that patent, succumbed to the bizyonis, when we're emptying out his klishal zov, his own zen, that's what he did. But abrakupon l'maisa, the Gemara says, Bosar an yazil an yusa. Now you bring the Bikurim, it says, v'samta batena, the Arachayim says, v'samta batena, of the Arachayim HaKadosh, tena is 60. It's the 60 mesechtes. Shisha mesechtes, a person has to be v'samta batena. The Gemara says, "Aloshim domikel munamukem mashemunach b'kufsa." A person has to put all shisha mesechtes into his basket, not to have sheifas for a halva daf, a halva perik, a halva dos. Mesechtes, ganze mesechtes, all the mesechtes. Mesamta batene. What's a goyin? A goyin is also 60. What's the zokta goyin? A rabba goyin. A goyin is someone that knows the 60 mesechtes. Mesamta batene, all the shisha mesechtes. Person has to have shivas. Father, the sidra yeshiva, and to be koina, the rechalimah, over. When is Vensin is done outside? Person has to know, chatoif echol, this shisha mesechtes. I saw the shach, the Shach al HaTorah, he writes, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Ezeh toichl mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher yesh l'snapir v'kaskeses. Ezeh toichl mikol asher b'mayim. When you're in the mayim, in mayim al HaTorah, who are you supposed to be loymed from? Vosfar HaRebbe. Ezeh toichl. Vosfar HaRebbe kol asher yesh l'snapir. Snapir is Sefer Nun Yud. He has all 60 Sforim. Snapir, 60 Sefer Nun Yud. Kaskeses also, he says, is 1200. That's a Shana Shverim one, but he says, it's Gemartri, Talmud Chochem, Bal Maisim, Bechol Koichay. Oichet HaFoshim et Nayal. The Shisha Mesechtes. The MSC is, there's not 60 Mesechtes. Those that counted, it's 63 Mesechtes. Of what we spoke already, Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, Baba Basra is one Mesechta. And last week, Shia, we said that Sanhedrin and Makis, the Bud Rai, is one Mesechta. Takis, Bezoi, this is punct 60, and the Cheshvan works Gnoi, that it's Taka 30 in the first three, in Zroi Moyed Noshim, and another 30 in, yeah, Zrozach, it's in Halb Shas, yeah? It's the 30 and the 30. Or at the end of the day, Muzayim, Besam, De Batene, you should have in your basket the Shisha Mesechtes. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Eilim Levim Valaikarim. We know there's really two dinim. There's Havoas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. The MS this week's parasha is the Mikra Bikurim. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Ger maybe the Eini Koire. Why? Because he can't say, Asher Nishba Hashem La'Aviseinu. A Ger Pasnes is Ogin La'Aviseinu. Jusanta Maisa, the Rambam Pasnes Mefurish Nishtazai. The Rambam Menuchas Bikurim Keneged the Mishnah, the Rambam Paskins, Ger Meivi V'Koyre. Ger Meivi V'Koyre. Keneged the Mishnah, Avada, the Makor of the Rambam, is from a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that we can say, a Ger is able to say La Aviseinu, because a Ger is a son of Avram Avinu, and by Avram Avinu state, Ki Av Hamoyin Goyim Nesaticha, Mazel. So he's a ben of Avram Avinu. We could say La Aviseinu. Hagam the Shagasariya asks that only means from Avram. It says La Aviseinu, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. A Ger is also able to say he's a ben of Yitzchak and Yaakov. So the Shagasariya handles vegan them. He makes a machlokes rishonim vegan them. But upon that, the Rambam says that a Ger could say La Aviseinu. The frigid achroinim the Mishlo Melech and Asach achroinim written of them. There's another problem. Even if a Ger could say La Aviseinu because he's a ben of Avram. Or a chelik of the nusach of mikra bikurim is asher nosatoli, and the ger doesn't have chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And as I taka paskin the Rambam legabi vidui maitris, over there the Rambam says that a ger doesn't say because the lashon of the pasuk is esa adom asher nosatolonu, it's a pasnish. There's a lot of Torah in the Achronim, but I saw one interesting teretz in the Mishnah Lamelah. He says by bikurim the lashon of the pasuk is asher nishbat alav yisenu losei slonu osid. Also, the ger will also have a chelik. By Nvidi Maishis, the problem was that it's the loshen of the nusach is that you say asher nosat alon, loshen ovar. Loshen ovar, a ger, pasnish of them zogin, asher nosat alon. That's the chelik between Vikurim and Nvidi Maishis. The Mishnah again, over there, it says there's a whole regime in the Mishnais and Vikurim. It says, Elu meviim v'koirin, Elu meviim v'einam koirin. Elu she'einam meviim v'einam koirin. But a regime of the things over there is meviim v'einam koirin. Is Isha. It says, Shliach, Eved, Isha, Tumta, Madragon. Isha also is maybe the Ainu Kairi. Zakh the Gemara, Isha is not Kairi. Because she can't say, Asa Adam Asher Nasatali. She can't say Asher Nasatali. So the Achronin of Akash, Rabbi Kveger, the Turi Eben. Zakh Achronin, Redna Pikashis. You tell me that Isha is maybe the Ainu Kairi. Machairo, Bikurim is the Mitzvah Sesha Azman Groma. First of all, it says, you're not maybe Bikurim only till Chanukah. You're not maybe after Chanukah. And so it says, man grom, it's not knowing after Chanukah. So the whole Havoah shouldn't be knowing. So the two, Mikra Bikurim also, where the Mishnah Taka says they're potter, but it says they're potter because of Hashem Nasatali. Mikra Bikurim is only till Sukkis. So it says, man grom. Eichet the Havnakashis, that Mikra Bikurim is only by Yoim. It's a shayla on the Girsa. The Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof says a regime of things that are knowing by Yoim. From Alois HaShachar, it says in one Nusach, it says Vidui Bikurim. So Mikra Bikurim is only by Yoim, it's a Bizman Groma. And the Bizay can't then have Voz only by Yoim. If the Mikra is only by Yoim, the Voz only by Yoim. That's a Chagansa Riches in the Achroinim, begging the Shaivas. One last Torah on Bikurim, it says, Vahoye Kisovi El Oretz, Rashi says, so Magi, that they weren't Chayiv in Bikurim until after Kibush V'chilik. So the Frex of Chakash, the Achroinim asks, you need a Chiddush that the Bikurim is not knowing until after Kibush V'chilik? Until Kibush V'chilik, the Arbas Rishon of Kibush V'chilik, there was no one has a chilik of karka. What's the mechayim? So this Torah that maybe after Kibush, the first 7 years, after they already did Kibush, they already had Kibush Mokhama, just there was no Chalukah, so what's the Gedder? Gans Klal Yisrael HaShutfim. Gans Klal HaShutfim, you have to know, Shutfim, maybe Veini Kairi, might have had that Chiv. Have them state to know that Tul the Chalukah, it's a Fusa, Tul the Chalukah is not Chal B'chla. I saw another Teretz, one in Achronim, one said it's a Chiddush, that it's going up B'nei Gonim B'nei Ruvein, because when they got him in Reuven, the Emes, they only had a Tanai, it's a Chiddush, you have to know the Sukkis did. Their Tanai that they have to go to the Eber was only for the Shnas HaKibush. Lamaisa, they stayed over for the 7 years of Chalukah also. But the Etzim, what they were Meschayiv to Moshe was only the Shnas HaKibush, the 7 years of Kibush. I would say, the Etzim, they already have their Chalik in Eber Ayad, and maybe they would be Mechayiv. The modern Zach is that it's not so positive when they got him in Reuven Bechlal, maybe in Bikurim, Eber Ayad, and that's really a Bazunder Shmuz, it's interesting. There's Bikurim from Eber Ayarding, there's a steer in the Yerushalmi, there's Machloikas. Why not? One reason is because it's not Eretz Zavas Chol with Vash. Eber Ayarding is not Eretz Zavas Chol with Vash. Another reason is because the Pasuk says Adom Hashem Asatalonu. And they requested it. There wasn't a Satalonu. They requested it. There's Torah in the Achronim, there's an Afkemina, the Chetzi Shevet Menashe. And Eber Ayarding was B'nei Godim, B'nei Ruvein, but also Chetzi Shevet Menashe. Chetzi Shevet Menashe is also, it's not Zavas Chol with Vash. But it's not Nismai from Hashem Nasatalon. They didn't ask for it. They were sent there. They were told, we go there. Hashem Nasatalon. For them, it's Tak Hashem Nasatalon. But this is a Bazundur Shmuz. That's some Dosach Sunni stuff. You have later, Moshe Rabbeinu, they come to Gilgal, and Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Torah in Shivim Loshen, and he makes a Mizbeach, and then it's Vesarato Yisab HaSid. There's a famous Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's Negev Adir HaShayim about a Siddur that has Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that some wax fell on it, and it was a question of scraping it off, and it was a shiloh, whether it's considered mechikas Hashem. I'm not sure the details, it's different materials. I'm not sure the Metzias Advarim, what it's talking about, there are different kind of glues or devek that was there. But the Masumat and Rabbi Kveger is, because you see over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, then he covered the stones with Sid, then they took the Sid off, back and forth. So Tutzach has a whole nidden. Lamaisa, one of the Achroinim, I think he brings from the Livia Schein, it says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in Shivim Loshen. It's a shaila, does Shivim Lashon mean including Lashon Kodesh? Meaning there are 69 Lashonis beside Lashon Kodesh? Or there's 70 Lashonis beside Lashon Kodesh? If you say there's 70 beside Lashon Kodesh, could be he wrote it in Shivim Lashon, means all the Lashonis except for Lashon Kodesh. That might be a kula in the Gedorim of when it's Mechikas Hashem, and this could be, yeah, it's still Yisurim, but it could be it's a different Geder when it's not Lashon Kodesh. So you have to know if the Shivim means without that or with it. The Marsha already says, the Rebbe, it says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah over here on the Avonim, Ba'er Hetev. So the Marsha says, Hetev is Gematria 70. How is Hetev Gematria 70? Because you spell out, Hey Yud, Zdoazazach. You go, word, letter, you keep on voicing for another letter. Yeah. Hey Yud, Hey Yutes Beis. Al Sazam in Asaka, Ba'er Hetev is the Shivim Loshen. But again, it's a Shaila if it's the Shivim Loshen with the Lashon Kodesh or without. Nafkamina Klavi Dad Rabbi Kivega. It's a big shiloh. Moshe Rabbeinu breaks up the Shvatim into two groups and he puts them on Hagrizim and Harevel. Demis says this is an Indian market. We keep on hinting to it as different details, but we never get the full picture of it. All the different times in the Torah when it brings the Shvatim, what's the cheshbon of the Seder Advarim? There's so many different times when it brings the Shvatim in different storim. Sometimes it's the Bnei HaShvachas before the Bnei HaGviris, before the Shvachas, Leah, Rachel, but sometimes it's mamish, it's mixed. There are a few dozen times when the Torah brings down the names of the Shvatim, by the Nesiim, by the Meraglim, by the Chavukas Aretz, so many different, by the Degolim. Always the Siddurim keeps on changing. It'd be Indian to make, people wrote Sfarim on it, Indian Makif on all the different times. But specifically over here, it's one of the more modern ones, that punkt, the Hargrizim, Shimon Levi Yehudi, Yisachar, Yosef, Binyamin. It's missing Reuven and Zvulun from the Bnei Agviris, and then the other ones is the Klol is Taka the Bnei Ashvachis, Gor Asher Zon Naftali, and Reuven and Zvulun. Vos the Seder though, Vos. Someone's interesting thought. Hamtzah, someone wrote, he worked it out. You can break up the six Shvatim into many different combinations. The way to work it out, number wise, population wise. That on the two Horim, Hagrizim and Harevel will be as close as possible, the same amount, is after this computation of why those got Klal, those got Bracha, Vesem, Or maybe Pashut, because the Bnei HaShvachas are the Klal, and then, again, which two of the Bnei HaGvira should get on? Reuven and Zvulun is the Hashlam of it, that it comes at punkt, it's the same. If then you have to take all the amounts of the population of the 12 Shvatim, you need a computer program, but that's what he came out, the Cheshbon, as a Rayon. Yeah, the name. The whole idea, though, over here, of HaGrizim and HaRevo, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, before Chet Adam Arishon, the Toiv and the Ra was separate. And the whole Chet by Itz Hadas was that it came at HaRoivis. And that's the whole Olam Hazeh, Olam Loshon Nelam. It's unclear, things are unclear, everything's tunkel, everything's dark, because there's a HaRoivis of the Ra and the Toiv. The Tchilas Abriya, when the Olam was B'tikunoi, the Ra was Ra and the Toiv was Toiv. It's a very shorish tikkunakuda b'chlal in the tzukim of this whole world. Right now, they're entering Eretz Yisroel. The Rabbeinu Shlom wants to shtel avek, a very important set of priorities, that what's ra is ra, what's toiv is toiv. That's the whole mahalak over here, of our grizim and our evil, with brachas and klolas. It's an opportunity. That the ma'aseh wasn't mesakin oilam and gansen. They went back into Golis more times, and we're still in Golis, we're waiting over. At this juncture, when they're entering Eretz Yisrael, the whole inyan of HaGrizim and HaRevel was a pirud, an avoidus habirurim of shtelling of etnochamol, ra is ra and toiv is toiv, ki'ilu Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. That's avad in Yonad Yoyim also, b'chlal, we're coming to the days of El and Yom Neroim, it's the shtel avek, a pirud muchlet between ra and toiv. I saw the Shemesh Shmuel writes, everyone talks about this, actually next week you have to handle this, but Rosh Hashanah is a sphere a little bit. On one hand, it's a Yom Simcha, Oichlem, V'shoisem, Usmeichem, U'betuchim, Shakadosh Baruch, Oisem, Lamneis, Mitzat Sheni, Apachad, Yom Adin, Asach Redden of them, and Daf Redden, Barichas of it. Over the Shemesh Shmuel, Drik Saisen Akudi, says, Be'emes, Rosh Hashanah is the day, it's a big day of Simcha, because it's Tibalta Yom Haras Oilem, the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving down all the Shefa for the whole year. Over in order that the Shefa should be in Oifen Mukhlet, that the Toiv is Toiv and the Ra is Ra, it's first necessary that there should be a Yom Adin. And the Yom Adin is when a person comes to that Musogim of Shtelling Avek, that the Ra is Ra and the Toiv is Toiv. Memela, then it's able to be the Yom of the Shefa. It goes Tzazam, and this that the Yom of Rosh Hashanah, on one hand is a Gevaldik, a Simcha, and a Kirva of the Kabbalah Sashefa, it's not Grada that it's also the Yom Adin. That's the Seder Advar. The Shtel Avek, Vosmer, a period Mukhlet between the Ra and the Toiv. And the mail you're able to get to the Shefa. And we're against the Toichacha. State a posik. Yakcha Hashem b'shigoyin u'v'ivoroin u'v'timoin leivov. Rashi says, I sort of Volga brings this. Timoin leivov, Rashi says, oitem haleiv ishturdishin v'laz. From Mechelum, he brings a few words in Laz, Rav Volbe brings out, and he brings Makar some other places where it says this. It says in the beginning of Bereshis, Va'aretz Hoysa Soyu Vavoyu, and Rashi over there uses the same things. Voyu Ishturdishin. Lamaisi explains it to mean unconscious. If a person is put, you give an operation, you put him under anesthesia. Totally, he's out. That's what it means, Betimoin Levov. And he explains, as the Oilum Shlof, by the Tchilas HaBriya, that's what it was, it's a Gishlof and Gvarn. And it's the same thing here that the Eibs is saying by the Toichacha. Person has to wake up! Person has to wake up! And it's a Moir de Gazach, we say Vidi, the last Shtikal Al Chait. After you said a whole Al Chait, no, imagine, I'm a clap. And the last one is Al Chait, the Timoin Levov. Timoin Levov is this in you. Nothing has to be there, Nothing, at the end of the Al Chait, there's nothing else. That's upvecking. And that's the worst thing. I saw a lot of this from, they write about it. The person knows that he's in a tzara, he knows that he's not in a good matzav, meila. But the problem is that it's yakel, he can be shigoyin, uvi ivoroin, uvi timoin leivav. If a choyle, not even awareness, he doesn't have awareness of his matzav, he's not aware of his matzav, so then, the vos, you know, vos can atom? Vos can atom? And now we have to realize, we're holding an el. They once asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, so wrote down. He made a trust in El. Rabbi Yisrael at the Alamo Gazakh. Agan Siyar Medaf Yeren Zach El. Abre El. El is El. So someone asked him, Vos, El is a bear. don't know how to translate that. El is a bear. What are you supposed to call El is a bear? A bear could mean like. I don't know how you say it. It's a zah. It's a bear. It's not zah. It's a bear. But a bear is a beer. So Rabbi Yisrael said, Vos El is a bear. El is more than a bear. Hari Dovar HaMelech. It's Yidua in Shmuel, it says in Sefer Shmuel, Dovar HaMelech says, Gamas Ha'ari V'Gamas Ha'doiv Hikav Decha. Dovar HaMelech wasn't the spoil from the bear. Aber Af El is fate. Soma mi pachta b'cha mi sori, mi mishpatecha yoreisim. Perhaps if El is a bear, El is mervi a bear. El is mervi a bear. But a very interesting Nakuda, the Maisa, we have El, and it's not a coincidence that El is before Rosh Hashanah. Of the Etzim, El has its own school as Hazman. Avada, we spoke the other week, it's a chelik of the Arboyim Yoyim, of the Arboyim Yoyim, of Moshe Rabbeinu coming down. Over El is its eigenes school as Hazman, and it's a different avoid. The avoid of El, loyare the avoid of El from the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. You can't mix the two things. After the kach, I saw a Moir de Kachidish. I mean, it was an eye opener. The Maril. Maril from the Shulchan Aruch quotes and all that. The Maril from a late Rishon or early Achron, it's the Maril. The Maril writes, Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to make Kiddush early. A lot of young people, we have that by Shavuos, you know, so it should be the Sfiras Omer, Tmimus. So the Maril brings Rosh Hashanah also, you shouldn't make Kiddush early, because you make Kiddush early, Rosh Hashanah, you're taking a few minutes from the El. The Machdash Rosh Hashanah, yeah? But the Nebstach from the El. El is a bear. El is a bear, it's not. You don't know what you're supposed to take out from the El. El is Anil Doidi, the Doidi that I still brought down. You know, a mensch, hotatata. A father sometimes, has to give a patch. Chodesh Av is a tat. It's an Av. The father, sometimes you have to know, he wants to put the kid, he is Darf Zayin. The tat was given a patch. Or Be'el, you know, a person has this, you know, the favorite uncle, the one that always comes visit, the uncle came on and get the patch. The uncle, the dod, they come to the Adod HaChaviv. Or if Av is the patch, Av, or Chodesh El is Anil Doidi, the Doidi is. A Bazundra Kirvas Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is also not that. That's already Tishrei, Yom Adin. In El, is Anil Doidi. Rav Chaim Brim used to ask people in El, Vos macht der Tlumenik? How's the nephew doing? It's a Bezundere, Anil Doidi. It's also interesting, you know, Anil Doidi is, it's a relationship. Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Shalom. So we're down, Mitzad Echad, the rest of the kirva that could be is between a Baal v'Isha and a Vada Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Shalom is nidmet to that also. Or a Baal v'Isha could be Mizgarsh. But then a person could have a kirva, blood kirva, an ach, a ben, a chois. That's, you can't take away that kirva. Amol, you could have that it's both. If a person marries Bas Ochiv, she marries her uncle. Right? We know the Gemara says Shemi Yechape. The pshat explains that what's the pshat? Because this person married his niece, so then he's going to be Meshaker on the get. He knows she was Mazana. So Stamazi, if it's his wife, so Faker, she should get Nenash. But it's also his niece. So Shemi Yechape Basachoyse. It's Anila Doidi Vidoidi. The kirv of the Rabbanu Shloilam and Klal Yisrael is Mitzarechet is Baal V'Isha. Baal V'Isha. But it's also the my love. It was Noisi Basachet. Anila doidi vidoidu, the bezundere kirva from the doid. The bezundere kirva from the doid. And that puts in yedem minut. I think the maral is a mavel de kazach. Not just as a chetim to succumb non to Rosh Hashanah. No, ois, not in the el. Nish papasin a poor minut from el. Where is the kazach? You have the toichach over here. 98 klolos. 98 klolos. So brought down its farm. We know there's Arboim Malkus. Arboim Malkus, it's really only 39. Pasuk says Arboim Yakenim, it's 39. And in Alpidina Shemayim, you have it a few places in the Gemara, and Midrashim bring it, Shishim Pulsin Denura. You have a Zap, and in Shemayim, it could be an Oinish of 60 Pulsa Denura. You say, well, this is Pulsa Denura? 60, I think I know what it is. We spoke about 60, but Pulsa Denura, it's not Pulsa Denura. But the Pshat is because in Dinei Bezdin, Yechayef, when you're 13 already. 13 times 3 is 39. But in Dinei Shamayim, you only chayef from when you're 20. 20 times 3 is 60. And that's a Zaman, that's 40 and 60, that's 100. Oh, but we know the Gemara says in Makis, it really says Arboim Yakenu, but the Chazal, we took it down one, we spoke about this, came to 39. And also the Shishan Pulse of the Nura, Chazal took it down one. And that's the 98 close. 39 and the 58, and the 59. Is the tzadiches close? Really, there was supposed to be 100, because really it's arboim yakenu, and it's shishim pulsa denura. Aber Moshe Rabbeinu came, it was Moshe v'yemechem midaita, it comes out, it's 39, so there's only 39 malchus, and 59 pulsa denura, and it's 98. But that was the koyach of the Talmud Chacham, to make it less. The pasuk says meforesh at the end of the toicha, im loy tishmar es kol divrei ha-toyra zois. So the pasuk continues, Gam kol choli b'chol madvei. Shatzazei. Es, l'rabbis talmidei chachomim. Es, l'rabbis talmidei chachomim. But if you're not going to be mechabed, es, l'rabbis talmidei chachomim, then it's not 98. Then you got to get another 2 in. Gam kol choli v'gam kol madvei. If you're not going to have the es, it was supposed to be 100. It went down to 98. But if it's not marbed the es, l'rabbis talmidei chachomim, then you have to go down. Me'idachis, it's interesting, I saw brought down from Zalman Sirotskin. The pasuk says, "Mo Hashem shoyel me'imach kiim liyira," and Chazal darshan al tikri mo elam meyo. Now the Gemara says in Moed Menachis that this is the smach of Mem Gimel that you're supposed to make meyo brachas b'chol yoy, meyo brachas b'chol yoy. Mo Hashem shoyel me'imach kiim liyira al tikri mo elam meyo. How does mo get to meyo? So Tosfos says already over there that there's 99 words in that pasuk. 99 letters. In that pasuk of Mo Hashem Shoyel Me'imach, there's 99 letters. But it's not Mo, Al Tikri Mo, Elomeya. That extra Aleph, that's the 100th letter. But that Aleph is not written. You know why? Because really, we want 99 to be Mezgabra on the 98 close. But there's also one more close besides the 98. The Lashon of the pasuk is, Maka Asher Loik Suva B'Sefer Azeh. Kenega, the Maka Asher Loik Suva B'Sefer Azeh is the Ois Aleph, that's not Suva. The hidden Aleph, the Behalten Aleph. In the Ma, Likta Meya, Likta Aleph. The Aleph is the Loik Suva. Every letter in that pasuk of Moshem Shoyel Mimach is connected one of the Klolas. Oh, but there's one Klola Asher Loik Suva. That's the Behalten Aleph. And that's the Al Tikri Mo Ela Meya. The Rishonim bring me also that Mo is 100 because in Atbash, Mo is 100. Mem is Yud and Hey is Tzadi. So in Atbash, Mo itself is 100. But the other question is it's Mo, Al Tikri Mo Ela Meya. And that's the 100th to go connected the clothes. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Bemis, this is brought down in Shulchan a few different places. In Siman Mem Vav, it's brought down. That's an Inyan. A person's supposed to make Meir Brochus. In Hilchas Shabbos, it's brought down. That what are you supposed to do? To be Mashlim, to Meir Brochus on Shabbos. So you Mashlim with Haftorah. Or you eat Peiris. And there's a beautiful remez from the Chidah. The Chidah says, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirin, so he explains like this, the Chidah. Every bracha is asara zehuvim. The Gemara says in Chulin, a mitzvah, a bracha is asara zehuvim. And he's supposed to have meya brachas b'chol. That's elef zehuvim. Ha'elef l'choshloima. On a regular day, ha'elef l'choshloima. But on a Shabbos, it works out the cheshbon. You don't have the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, you have less brachas, so you need to get another 20. It's umasayim l'noitrim espiriyot. You mashlim it with Paris. And the hemshech of the pasuk is also, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And if you're not mashlim with Paris, the other option is to listen to the birchus of the maftir. That's the hemshech of the pasuk. Hayoyshev es baganim, chaverim makshivim lekoylecha hashmi'ini. So either you yoytze with the Paris or with shemeh to the birchus of the maftir. So this is interesting, one second. The interesting ha'ora, Masayim is 20. Masayim is 20, not 200. Because each brach is 10. Tens of them, and the cheshbon is that you take down. You're about 20 down on Shabbos. Now it's a very interesting aura. There's even a person supposed to make meya brachas. It's a shaila b'emes in the cheshbon if you're supposed to start from the morning and see it from alois hashachar from when you get up till the night, or does it start from shkia? It's an afkamina, let's say, because if it's from the morning till the night, then let's say on a Shabbos the yomaytz Shabbos shmona esrei gets you in for hashlam. It's an afkamina when you cheshbon. There's rice lakan lakan. I saw once there's a remez. The balaturim says b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. The kuf of a kumecha is maramas on the meya brachas. I'm not sure why punk that kuf is marbi. He has a other place also. Atam advekim kuf is larabis kuf brachas. You have to know what metzvah is, but what shteta. But by uv kumecha, so they want to say it's a remez that the cheshbon starts from the morning. That the cheshbon of the kuf starts from the morning, which will make things easier on Shabbos, because then you have the moitz Shabbos, you have the moitz Shabbos Manesra. If it's mamish from Lil Shabbos to Moitzah Shabbos, then it's taka even less.
Friday.
So I had no Friday. You have Friday. Yeah, but you have 2 weekdays when this is. If it's from night to night, then you have on Shabbos you have no filas yud ches. If it's from morning to morning, then on Friday you have 2, and on Shabbos you have 1. It makes it a little easier. Yom Kippur, Shana, Yom Tovim. Interesting horror. A person's supposed to make Meir Brachas B'chol Yom. Dafka on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur, it's harder. The Avoid is harder. There's an Inyan. Dafka on Shabbos, a person's supposed to make a stronger push to get 100. It's harder. Dafka because it's Shabbos, Medaf Arbet, Medaf Shvitzin, Medaf Horevim, Essen Frucht, Medaf Horevim. But it's even more than that. If you make the Cheshbon, Psaibah on a weekday, and certainly even on Shabbos when you're already listening, Berachas Mafta and this, you know, you're already getting closer. The first 70 is like easy. 80. Mamash, when by 94, 95, then the oil is starting Cheshbon, Asher Yotzah, Berachas Peres, make a burn of Foshas. Mezucht. To get to 100, it's Yisoid in 11 Bechlal. To get Mamash to the end, the last clap is the hardest. It's a cloud Godel. Samoel is Rosh Hatev, see him, Esech, the Ein Lassos. To finish something, that's where the clap is. Dafka, to get it at the end. It's a Musar Haskel start from the Meir Brachos over here. The first 60, 70, it's a write-off. Then is where the Shvitzing starts. There's a lot of rise to this thing, I'm all the rest of them, but one Akuda. We know, the Torah says, in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, he talks about Erev Rosh Hashanah, and, you know, it's a Yediyah to know, this Torah, Choshev Yediyah. We spoke that El was a bear. El was a bear. Erev Rosh Hashanah is also a bear. Not because it's the day before Rosh Hashanah or last day of El. There's a bear of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I state before us in the Torah. The Torah brings a medrash, a mashal. What's the bear of Erev Rosh Hashanah? That when the Eivish that comes, he says, maybe a melech is coming to the city, and he knows that he wants to be moichel to the city, the Anshei Yair come out. So it says, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yechidim Amisanim. Yechidim Amisanim. Why? Because that's in the mashal, it's that certain chashuvi ha'ir walk out even as the melech is not yet in the city to be makabel upon him. And because those yechidim amesana were in the mashal, the yechidim come out to greet the melech is moichel lehem shlish. It's moichel lehem shlish. Afterwards, during Aseres Mitzvah, even more people are fasting, there's a minute to get 10 days of fasting. Moichel lehem shlish. Yom Kippur, Ganzer Shtot already comes out, the Melech is Meichel another Shlish. That's the Medrash. You see that Erev Hashanah is a bear. Frekta Beis Yosef, the Taz, the Nesekelim and Tur and Shulchan Aruch, Erev Rosh Hashanah is just a Shtark. It's in Kippur. Erev Rosh Hashanah makes a Shlish. And Kippur makes a Shlish. Are you talking? Then as I saw an interesting Maisa, I think in the Basayin, he wants to say, what's the three Shlish? He says, Bemis, everything is really from Chet Egel. Everything is Chet Egel. And what's Egel? Egel is Rosh Tevis. What does he say? Egel is Rosh Tevis, Gezel, Arayas, and Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says, then the Baba Basra, Miyutam be Arayas, Rubam be Gezel, Kulam be Lashon Hara. So the Shlish, the Rosh Hashanah Shlish is the smallest one, it's the Miyutin Barai, the Ayin. It's the Miyutin Barai. Then comes, it's really a starker section. It's the Gezel. In Kulam Balashan Har. So it's a bigger section, the Shlish. It's a Chedusha. However, the Pashtus, the Pshat is, the Shteytarden, the first Shlish is not as hard as the second Shlish, and the second Shlish is not as hard as the third Shlish. Taka, the Let's the Shlish. Taka, that doesn't the clap. To get to the end, to really make the Makkah B'Patish, that's the harder clap. And it's not a Shver. This was Negei also in the Lomdus of the Gavi Nadorim, in Megas Gaius, it was before, it's the Gemena Sacharias in them, that the Erste Halbe Hafara is leichter machen wie the Zweite Halbe. Because that's the Pshat over here also, that Erev Rosh Hashanah can machen a Shlish, as Erev Mitzvah machen a Shlish, was Yom Kippur machen, the letzte Shlish, that's the hundredth. So I'm going to say, Zukam into the ganze Meir, I'm going to say, I'm going to